standard procedure. You know the story. Let's kick this one off with some rugby. Springbok centre Andre Esterhazy says they are bracing themselves for a tough encounter against Scotland at Murrayfield in Edinburgh this weekend. The Boks head into the clash with several key positions still up in the air due to depth and injuries. So we'll know who's in coach Rassie Erasmus' match day squad tomorrow. Esterhazy says that their narrow 6-3 halftime lead in the opening World Cup pool match in France last year showed how competitive tests against Scotland can be.
The game of the World Cup was at a walk in the park. It was still a quite tough battle. I mean, halftime we came in, it was like 6-3 or something like that. It's very close. So you can always expect a tough battle against them. We know they're going to be messy and in and around the breakdowns and everywhere. So yeah, we always look forward to play against them.
And then in some cricket, it's a repeat of the World Cup final when the Proteas and India face off in the first of 40-20s at Kingsmead Stadium in Ethekwini tomorrow. India also tour without most of its leading players, who are preparing for a test series against Australia. Opening Proteas batter Reeza Hendricks knows that the Indian team won't be a walkover.
We've seen at the IPL all the names that's coming through from the IPL. So yeah, there's definitely no such thing as a weak Indian team. They're producing, they've got a lot of players. So their depth is massive. So yeah, it will be challenging. Definitely a exciting series to be part of. And I'm sure there'll be some good cricket on display.
The other T20s take place in Gqeberha, Centurion and Johannesburg. And then over to some football. Manchester United hope to get their Europa League campaign up and running when they host PAOK tonight. They've drawn all three of their group games so far. It's interim boss Ruud van Nistelrooy's penultimate match in charge. He says emotion has calmed at Old Trafford since Erik ten Hag's sacking last week.
After the Chelsea game, we were slightly disappointed we didn't get the win, which was a very positive signal to the performance. I think the emotions calmed down. Players are now focusing and training on getting their performances to the maximum.
Summer signing Lenny Yoro could make his debut after recovering from injury. That's all from me for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Faida Crouch.